Hi, my name is Virgie Tovar, and I'm the author of You Have the Right to Remain Fat, as well as a few other books on fat positivity and body acceptance. When I think about what people might be surprised by or what you wouldn't think of when you think of eating disorders, I immediately think of being a kid. I was a kid in a larger body, a teen in a larger body, and also I'm an adult in a larger body. And the message I always got from my doctor was, shrink your body by any means necessary. And it really felt like there was a sense of a don't ask, don't tell. So because I truly, truly, truly believed, right, and this is where I think the surprise comes in, I really believed that this was about my health. I really believed that my doctor was right. Because why would I believe anything?
Welcome to San Francisco, where we ain't got money for cops, boys. Because cops are racist. But we got a lot of money to make sure everybody's a big fatty. Yep, that's right. Don't hurt anybody's feelings for being fat. We'll arrest you. With what cops? No cops. You can't afford cops. This is the real stupid shit that we're doing in California. America dodged a bullet. With Kamala Harris being unable to steal a rigged election, even though she tried, boy, she tried very hard. The Californication of America would have seen this stupid shit all over the place. But instead, a victory against wokeism and real stupid, stupid shit like this has been unleashed upon America. And we are going to usher in an American renaissance. But here's InfoWars, San Francisco. Health department hires obese woman to promote fatness. The same people who are telling you, oh my God, Ziz, I love Luigi. Love when Luigi kills the CEOs. Stupid racist health insurance CEOs. Fuck them. They should all die. How dare you deny anybody health insurance? You're 900 fucking pounds and you got AIDS. Yeah, I ain't insuring you. Oh my God, I hope you die. Hope you. You did all that to yourself, by the way. You did all of that to yourself. Fucking sweating Hostess cupcakes over there. While injecting all types of weird shit into your body, fatty. Shut the fuck up. No. Healthcare the human right. Pay for it then. Look at what you're doing over here. Stop telling people to be 800 pounds. It's not safe. It's super duper safe. It's totally not. This is this attack. The new attack, fifth generational warfare, has implemented this lean into weakness. Lean into weakness. It's easy to be fat. It's hella easy to be fat. I want to drink beer and eat pizza and wash it all down with a nice cup of motherfucking chocolate cake all day long. And indiscriminately sticking my penis into stuff while doing drugs in the middle of the street. All that shit's real easy. Which is why the lefties and Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse Tyson, all these fucking people, oh yeah, no, just do whatever you want. This hedonistic understanding of the world, no to low impulse on gratification is going to get you idiots killed. You're going to end up dead. They want you. The people telling you that this is all fine, by the way, dude Ted talks about how there's too many humans on the planet. They want you dead. And if you dead yourself, it's harder for everybody to see that we're at war with these people. By the way, there's a ton of these fat positive people. Here's one right here. Here you go. Brittany Sauer promoted body positivity as an influencer on TikTok. She recently uploaded a warning video to her fans telling them that overeating and body positivity was a huge mistake. It was too late. She ended up dead. She's like 28 years old. 28 years old. Dead. Dead. There's another one over here. Look at this. Here's a bunch of them. These four social media influencers were swept up by the movement that claims obesity is perfectly healthy. Tragic truth is that they all died under the age of 45. Yeah. They're telling you that it's fine to be 800 pounds. You'll end up dead. Lizzo was telling everybody it's fine to be 800 fucking pounds. It's fine. That was the whole thing about Lizzo. People got pissed off when Lizzo started losing weight. But here's the difference between you and Lizzo. Lizzo has a gigantic team of fucking doctors monitoring her ragu blood pressure. Lizzo's got a whole team of people making sure that she don't fucking keel over and die. God knows what they're pumping that chick up with. There's an entire bloat of all types of people who need her to continue dancing her fat ass on stage so they make money. And they're going to manage all of that very carefully. And even that got to a point where even that team was like, okay, she's 800 fucking pounds. She's going to die on that stage. She needs to lose weight. And then a bunch of people say, oh, she can't lose weight. That's her whole thing, being fucking fat, being body positive. And then people are like, no, we're all going to be unemployed. We're all going to lose our money. We're going to lose our shiny fucking baubles. That fat fucking bitch dies on that stage. She got to lose some weight. And they're like, okay, fine, fuck, I love my baubles. So she started losing weight. And all these other idiots listening to this fucking Lizzo go, oh my God, she's losing weight, fucking traitor. Yeah. Because losing weight's fucking hard. Losing weight's fucking hard. So it's the lean into weakness. Victim meant there's a convergence of this intersectionality of lean into weakness and victim mentality. And you lefties are being pumped with that. Boom, 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 boom. And now San Francisco wasting their fucking money. There's poop all over this. They have not figured out the poop problem. They can't figure this out. They're like, there's poop on the sidewalk. Poop positivity, everybody. It's the San Francisco treat, right? Let's just move on. Can't park your fucking car in San Francisco. You'll be broken into immediately. You won't even park and the fucking car will be broken into. Can't fix that. Can't fix that. Carjackings, can't fix that. Smash and bash robberies. Can't fix that. Can't fix any of that shit. But we're going to hire this fucking goofball over here who looks like Dora the motherfucking Explorer in some sort of bizarre universe where Dora found 8 billion pounds of fucking cake. Health Department. San Francisco hired an obese woman named Tovar over here for the role of weight stigma czar, whose job will be to consult on weight stigma and weight neutrality. There's no such thing as weight neutrality. All right? Everyone's going to fluctuate with their fucking weight to a certain extent. You can't be 800 pounds. It's not fine. It's not safe. It's not positive. Stop being a weak fucking bitch. Don't be 800 fucking pounds. And you're going to be 800 fucking pounds? You're going to be 800 fucking pounds? Pay for your own goddamn health care. Guys, thank you so much for watching this important channel. We kept up to date on the health department giving you poison information so you die. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.